Damn it. You're live.
We're live. I can now see myself in a tiny box. I can see a very graying beard and a big black spot where Mr. Alexander once was. Right, what I'm going to do is spend the next 2 minutes fluffing around and just posting this so that everyone knows where to watch it live, and you might want to do the same, and I'll copy you in.
I think I've already shared it on my story anyway.
Oh
yeah, if I go like that, you can hear me, but you can't see me. Is that right?
Yeah, but we want to see you.
Yeah, but he's not on the broadcast yet because you haven't done your introduction with the ding dong and all that sort of stuff.
Okay, fine, but I need to just post.
Have you got the link?
No. Where will I get the link?
Oh, Duncan's gone to my left now.
Or we just jumped around a bit.
Oh. How are you two fine sitting at home all day? It must be driving you mad, Duncan, though.
Oh, mate. This is...
Let me tell you something. I've been practicing for 20 years for this.
And this is what I want to talk about.
This is like the only bad thing. Let me tell you something. The only bad thing about it is I've got kids. Without my daughter, this is like so I've got to stay at home and not go out anywhere for like a month.
James, where's the link?
I don't even need to make an excuse as to why.
Working on it.
Okay, this is always the bit that we need to. This is the bit we need to slicken up a little bit. But it's good to be able to go live. And from my point of view, Dan, I just get to like block out the period in my day every day where I'm like, right, I'm doing something different. I'm catching up with everyone and staying connected to the outside world. So, bear with me a sec.
Are you still living where you were before?
No,
somebody is watching.
All right, but I'm not because I don't have a link.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get to.
Are we live?
We're live, yeah.
We are, yeah. This is the chaos at the beginning.
This is the chaos, yeah. Five minutes at the beginning.
Are you still living in the same residence that you were before? You know, the same location?
Queen's Park.
Oh, you moved. Oh, so you're not in Warhol anymore.
No, I'm not there anymore, no.
They've got security in there.
Have they?
Yeah, they got a big, like, Turkish fella. Why are you here? I was like, come see my mum.
Well, it says we're live. We do this every time.
Yeah, we do. We always faff around a bit at the beginning, but that's fine because it gives our thousands of loyal customers.
Tell them to buy t-shirts.
Only £15.
All right, we can plug those. I reckon we could sell some of those.
Mate, everyone wants to be there.
I wonder where we're streaming live.
That's precisely what I was thinking. Although we've got 5 subscribers now. We only had 1 when I looked yesterday.
Hang on.
I don't see how we are live.
But it says we're live.
Oh, 6 subscribers now.
I'm looking at it now, but...
7 subscribers now. Hey? It's going bananas. Going bonkers. Right, we're not live, are we?
Yeah, here we are. I think I've got it.
I can turn on my TV, I'll find out.
Your TV? Yeah. Oh, we're live, Duncan.
I can't see. How are we live? How do you know? This is slick as fuck, I must say.
This is absolutely nothing to do with me, by the way.
Yeah, it was fine till you came along.
I have been known for fucking shit up.
That's not true, by the way. It was never fine. So are you going to share the link with me? And is there a reason why you're... there you go. Okay, we're live. We're actually live. God damn. Right.
The link you gave me, is that the right one?
It will be... Do you know what I'm going to give you? It's the link in my bio, if that helps. I'm going to send it to you as well. And What are you eating?
What am I eating?
Look.
What's it? What is it? Something.
Munching.
I can't find them.
All right, also, so, yeah.
Oh.
James, do me a favour, mate.
He's in his lunch.
Roll the credits. So, is it happening?
Oh, shit. Well done. Set my CV on again.
Annoying. I can't add...
Yes. You send me the link, because the link you gave me yesterday, I put in my...
I just sent it to you again.
On Instagram.
WhatsApp.
WhatsApp.
Don't know why.
Yeah, let's wait until Dan's got that link going, and then we can roll titles.
So you haven't rolled the titles yet?
No. Otherwise, I'd have said, titles are rolling.
Oh, fine.
Hold on a minute. The fuck? Don't send... I've got a new number, by the way, Duncan.
All right, so is that the wrong number?
Hang on, is it on your Instagram account, yeah?
No, because I can't. No, hang on. It will be in a sec.
Hold on, I'm going to mute you.
I'm going to doesn't matter, we don't need to be. I'm going to, what's it called?
Send it to me on Insta or send it to me on
Insta? I'll send it to you on Insta. Going live isn't that easy, people.
It is.
I'll just let you know it is.
It is if you were tech savvy.
It is. Not.
Okay, everyone easy. Ready?
I'm ready. What I can't do is I can't put the links in my things.
Brilliant.
So whatever. We'll just go natural. Very natural. Right, come on, roll these titles. I want to get going.
Okay.
Recording? That rolling.
You're in.
Background.
We're in.
I don't think I've rolled up enough
splits
for this.
We are in. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Live at Lunchtime. I'm Duncan Krieger, and I'm going to... No, not the round of applause.
That was expertly done.
That was expert. Expertly done. Yes, who could it be? It's... Mr. Daniel, how should I introduce you?
Wait. That went terribly.
Just carry on.
Yeah, Bald Eagle Bakery is probably better.
Bald Eagle Bakery. We are live, Mr. Bald Eagle. I hear you like cake.
I love
cake. Do you? Is that your thing?
Cake and cookies.
What are you smoking?
CBD.
CBD?
Everything's CBD, of course.
Does that help you get through the... do you know what you were saying to me about just now? You were saying to me, off air, I should say, but you were saying to me about you've been practicing for this working from home your entire life. So, yeah, I guess there are some people out there, and I haven't spoken to any yet, that do actually work from home. So I guess to you, this doesn't feel like a shock at all.
It's the... You want, if you're working from home, you can go out whenever you want. It's now the not being able to go out. That's the problem.
Yes, they're not being able to go out.
Just being able to just go, just little things. I want to go get a Five Guys.
Yeah.
Just them little things, but it's just long. But yeah, I've been practicing for this for years. Like just sitting in, getting stoned. So this is easy for me, but it's still painful.
How long do you see this going on for? What's your predictions about what's happening out there?
I have no idea, because the biggest problem is the media make it worse. You sit there and watch Sky News all night. Social media doesn't help.
Yeah.
You're watching you get sent, you know what, you're getting sent videos all day long, and it's a constant, it's always in your mind, isn't it? So I don't know how long.
Hold on one sec, James, I need you to jump in.
Uh-oh.
I mean, when I say I was the other side of the room. Hey, Dan. Dan. Yeah, all good. Duncan's in the middle of babysitting duty.
Have you got both of them?
No, I think he's just got the little one with him at the moment. Although I might be wrong, so if anyone's watching this, sorry. You were saying social media is making it worse. I can't help but feel the same.
Social media makes it worse because you're getting people who it's very simple, isn't it? Like, if you've got a lot of, I've got a lot of followers on my Instagram. I could very easily tomorrow put on my page how I've got this coronavirus. It's the worst thing ever. I can't breathe. You can make it sound so much worse than it actually is. So I think that's the worry about it. Is that
I think there are a lot of people out there that it is really, really bad.
This isn't a joke.
No.
I was in Barcelona 2 weeks ago. I went to Spanish, which is like a, I don't know if you've heard about it. It's like a expo in Spain. And we got there on the Thursday, and then I was there for literally a day. I come back the next day. Because when we were there, they announced that they cancelled the football.
Oh, right, yeah.
So you know what? That's when I thought, this ain't a joke. This is serious. The fact that you've got the cancer in the football, which is worth millions, millions and millions.
You must be missing your football, mate.
Not really, because we're shit.
Nah, come on. You must be. You've been like...
It's nothing to do. Your football was great because you've always got something to do. It's just, I don't know, boring.
Always moving, someone's injured, something's happening. It's like constant news. And then that day where it was like Arteta's got it, and then football's off, like for the foreseeable future. And now every tournament that's off as well. It was like,
I think they just announced the conference, they're just gonna null and void it. It's fucked up. It's like, even just on the weekend, just want to just sit there and watch like the American football or just anything.
Yeah, it's the fact that the whole world is just everywhere, everyone and everything has just stopped.
Now you've got people as well saying it's a conspiracy theory. It's the new world order coming into effect. Cashless society and all this shit.
Which one did you watch? Because I watched...
I haven't watched any of it because...
The London Real. Yeah.
This kind of shit is not good.
Yeah.
I mean, you smoke too much weed, then you watch that kind of stuff, you're just like, oh, fuck.
So what do you do about it? You just, like, close your eyes and hope for the best, or just put it down to it's all conspiracy bullshit and then...
I don't think it's conspiracy. The thing is, I don't know.
Well, it does... Some things just don't add up in my mind. Like, I can't just... it's not... I don't know, I see this whole build-up to what the game that Boris was playing about us all being locked in our front doors like for a fucking weeks on end with no end in sight. I find it very unnerving. But I saw like this build-up to first it's this lot I've got to stay in, then it's that lot, then it's the schools, and then there's some shops closing and some more shops closing for bang! You're all stuck. It do not come out your front door.
I got sent a video last night of a Chinese visa opening his door, and it is literally it's welded in.
Yeah.
Welded his door shut.
Right? Yeah, I mean, that's what they do there.
So, why are they welding the door shut? Is that not worry? Why the fuck are they welding the door shut? Yeah. I think this is, if I had to take a guess, because obviously, I don't know, if I had to take a guess, I would say this is a man-made thing that has either got out or has been released.
What, as in, and it's gone, got carried away and gone too far, or this is the plan?
I don't know. Well, the plan for what, though? It doesn't make...
Well, this conspiracy theory say they try and instill fear in you so that they can get you to do whatever you want. Like, if the government came out now and said, look, we're going to start tracking people's phones, and if you're off your patch more than three times a day, we can come and arrest you immediately. And then they get people to vote for it on the basis of fear that we're all going to die if we don't sort this shit out.
I saw a post today that she got, she left the house three times and got a message saying she'd been fined.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That could be bullshit. That's what I'm saying to you. People can just put up anything they like. And you know what it is that you put up a video. If I put up a video now and say, I've got coronavirus and like I've lost use of my lung. Yeah, I can't.
Yeah.
Breathe. Like, just, do you know what I mean? I can make it as bad as I'm. Everyone's watching it. They're on the phone to their friend. Oh, I've just seen my friend. Da, 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 da.
Nothing to do with the copious amount of CBD that you consume.
I think there's a responsibility of making sure that the stuff that goes out is true. And there's a lot of nonsense. I saw that text message thing. It's the first of many scams that are going to be orientated around this. And that's perhaps the worst thing, at where half the population are, you know, saying, okay, drop everything, we'll make this work together. And it does seem that the other half, there's a fraternity of people that are getting ready to profit from it unscrupulously, shall we say.
Oh yeah, of course, always is.
Yeah, but even now?
Of course.
Well, oh yeah, people love this shit.
Let me tell you something. Do you not think that Boris Johnson and all these politicians didn't speak to their mate who in the in the stock market and said to them, look, markets are going to fuck.
You've seen that this morning in America. They're talking about trying to prosecute a whole load of senators who were involved in the initial COVID-19 meeting, who then went out and liquidated something like £3 billion worth of stock that day.
Yeah.
Did you see all the stuff you talk about conspiracies? Yeah. Did you see all the stuff about the Chinese buying up all the American companies at 50p in the pound by the time their stock market had recovered already? Benj, have you got something to add about the stock market? Just keep scooting then, mate.
Do you want to talk about fear, right? Like, if it was me doing it, like, if you want to instill fear on people, then why don't you just kill, like, so why doesn't someone die, like, a Messi or a Ronaldo? Ronaldo's got coronavirus and he's died, yeah? Let me tell you something. That would make me shit myself. Yeah, if someone like Ronaldo gets it.
Yeah, well, they're not even, they've been saying from the beginning that it's the elderly.
It's coming, mate. It's coming. This is getting worse by the day.
But then what's instilling fear going to do in you? You're already locked inside your house. I mean, it doesn't matter how much money you got because you can't spend a penny of it.
Exactly. Money, that's the thing. It doesn't matter how much money you make because we're going to spend it on fucking weed.
There's nowhere to go. Cakes. Your friends have been told not to see you. I called one of my mates the other night and said, if I want to come round, like, would you have me round? And he was like, wasn't sure.
No, I'm not having my friends round.
And I'm not having my friends round. But I mean, what the fuck's happened? Which light switch got switched off and when that my pals aren't allowed to see me? I'm not even allowed to...
What are you doing with your kids?
So my kids live between two houses. They've got two homes. They've lived between both their homes since the dawn of time. They've always had two homes. They spend half the time here and half the time there, and they're continuing to do that. I had a little bit of a battle on the first 24 hours because I think people just weren't understanding what was going on. But I'm not, you know, no one's being told as far as I'm concerned, my kids can go to their own homes. We're not going out, we're not partying, we're not gallivanting, we're not mixing with, like, socializing or doing anything. They get picked up, they come here, they stay here, and they get picked up and they go home. So they're doing 3 days on and 4 days off, pretty much.
So at least you'll get to see them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't prepared to do that. And, you know, 30 days becomes 60 days, and before you know it, I'm like, you know, that just doesn't make any sense. I mean, life's got to go on. You can't not allow, you know, that wasn't the way I understood it.
Even, my parents, they're freaking out because they can't see my...
Grandkids.
Yeah,
I know.
They can't see it because they're like, we're not... It's fucking, it's weird, man. I just, but like what James said, if someone of importance starts... If people of importance start dropping dead, then, but like, just logically, I just, in my mind, I can't work out what they're going to do. Like, what, stop controlling people by doing what? Like, there's more, at the end of the day, there's more people than there are of them. Yeah. So, that's what I'm saying. Logically, what are they going to do? Lock everyone in the house forever? Like, you can't do this. So, what, they're going to end everything? So, more holidays, no more football. So, we're all going to be like robots. So,
I don't really understand, because it feels like we're already there. It literally feels like we're already there to me. Like, there is no football. There is no going out. You're not allowed to go on holiday. You can't get on an aeroplane.
I'm saying that now. I'm saying to you, this whole, people talk about this new world order. They talk about it, but then what does that look like? What is betting game?
I think what I've heard is it's about one world currency and more control over absolutely everything rather than, you know, different governments, like a central government that says you can and can't do this between these hours and those hours. And that's because,
I can watch him. You just bashed him into the wall. Go pick him up.
Why would people just be like, oh, yeah, we'll accept that? Let me tell you something. I'm not
going to
fucking accept that. Fuck that.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not going to live a life where I've got to be told to do what to do.
You're already, but I mean, look, I've said this every day so far. No one tells me what to do ever. But at the moment, I'm sitting in my house and I'm, you know, okay, I'm not abiding to the rules, but to every single letter, and I've interpreted it in a way that I think makes my life sustainable right now. But I am not doing, you know, so like I said, I couldn't go anywhere if I wanted to.
What's wrong?
We have a catastrophe with a remote control car. To be honest, this is quite fun. Do you want some help? James, where are you at? Sure.
I'm here. This is why he needs me, because he needs to run off. Dan, in terms of the control thing, it unfortunately appears that
controlled. I know what you mean.
But it appears that this isn't going to be even if you ride the conspiracy theory, even if you say this was man-made, whatever. It's got to the point where it's out of control, and unless the desired result was a Thanos-style population halving, whatever it is now is way beyond what it was. And the whole point of staying at home and doing all of that type of stuff and following the rules is that right now there just aren't enough beds to put people in. And with that being the case, if they can't stop the disease spreading, people are repeatedly going to cause themselves and people around them enormous problems, and I think that one has to be very careful of saying that basically we're in our house, we've been in our house for a week, we're not leaving the house. Like we'll take the dog for a walk,
leaving the house,
or you're back, are you?
Yeah.
I mean with public interaction, like it is sketchy unknown times at the moment. And for the safety of yourselves, your family, and everyone else, honestly, I think that it's not a case of going, I'm being controlled, I'm not being controlled. It's
talk to me about Instagram,
times.
Bald Eagle.
Talk to you about Instagram.
How are you using it to your advantage, and or what is it? A bit of fun, or is it your whole business based off it, or?
To be honest with you, it all really just came out of nothing. It was just, I went on Instagram because I was growing. I just wanted to have a way to just document how I was growing. And my friend said to me one day, he was like, look, you need to get this Cali weed. It's amazing. You've got to get it from Instagram. So I was like, oh, fuck, I can't bother with Instagram. I've got Twitter that consumes all my life anyway. Kept badging. And then obviously it just fell into place. A lot of people, I think, on Instagram now, they do certain things because for clout, or they see other people doing it.
Use it for whatever you want, basically. And it's,
yeah, mate, to be honest with you, I don't take it seriously. Like, Bald Eagle Bakery is not the Bald Eagle Bakery, is the company. Do you know what I mean?
It's
not me, but it's me. But yeah, to be honest with you, without it, I probably the edibles probably wouldn't be as big. but then they might be, because you know it's word of mouth. Same with every industry, with everything. You know, it's, but Instagram gives you a platform where people can see. Do you know what I mean? People can see what you're doing constantly.
Yeah, so, and you can express it in your own way.
Yeah, so I put out the content continuously of just takes and everything we do is all top quality. Like all my edibles are. You know, we never have anyone else.
Yeah, so it's nice to be able to show that off as well, that your customers are happy with whatever your product is and they promote the business for you.
Yeah, they do. I mean, like, all the reviews I got on there, they're all legit. Like, I've never made up any reviews. They've all... And a lot of the time, it's funny, because a lot of the time you put up... It's weird how Instagram... It's like being a pop star when they bring out their first song. I mean, like, no one's ever heard of them before. Maybe a few people have heard of them, like on the underground. Like most people haven't heard of him, but then, like when I won an award last year, UK Canna Cup, which basically from there, that propelled me to a different level, because obviously then people were like, "Oh, this guy's certainly, this guy's legit," and that's kind of how it works in this. Yeah, telling the story. That's how it works with this. It's like, you know, you're not gonna want to buy a cake for me. I don't know what it's gonna do. But these people know that they're going to get what you see is what you get. Do you know what I mean? Like Ron Still does what it says on the tin.
So is this your full-time job? It's because this podcast is about business, property and positive thinking. And obviously we knew in the past,
this is my business.
You had more of a property background but business, this is obviously your business. So
I had to make a choice one day. I was sitting in my office. Not this office.
Yeah.
You know what I was doing.
Yeah.
I was sitting there and I was just so busy with people wanting like cakes and people just ordering continuously that I had to make a decision. I was like, am I either going to have to put all my effort into this one or all my effort into that one? And when you've done, I did property for about 18 years. And to be honest with you, I got fed up with it because you get treated like, you get treated like shit by most of your vendors. Most of the applicants treat you like shit. Obviously, what you do is a little bit different because you're buying it. But I found it a pain in the ass. I'm glad that's not where I am. You've got to let him ask a question.
I'm still listening. Benji? Well, when James is here tomorrow, he'll tell you about his favourite Arsenal players. But I think they both like strikers. Well, they think Oba's a striker. So did I think he was a striker, to be honest.
Who?
Oba.
Aubameyang?
Yeah.
He's a striker.
Well, he's kind of stuck out on the wing, isn't he?
Yeah.
The Henry role.
Not that we're ever going to see him play again.
I mean, we might not. Do you think, when are we going to see... When are we going to see football?
Well, it goes back to this. This thing is like I don't.
When are we going to see another football? When are we?
If it was me, you've got to. If they're going to make people sit at home all the time and you can't have games, this is going to go on for months. You've got to eventually turn around and say, right, football's got to be resumed, and literally play 5 games a day or 4 games a day. And do it, so you'll have to play every 4 days and just do it like that. At least, can you imagine waking up in the morning now? You've got Man United, Liverpool, Arsenal, Chelsea, Tottenham, Norwich. Come on,
not
Norwich.
Happen.
I know it's not going to happen, but I don't know. That's what I'm saying. She's like, all this thing about this new world order. Like, what would happen to all these people that, like, sports stars? What, they're going to have to conform to this shit? That's what I'm saying to you. It doesn't make any
sense. But I think the whole.
Like, what are these film stars going to be like? No, I don't know.
It's interesting now where kind of celebrity, like, so I saw something this morning about celebrities aren't that interesting anymore. And, you know, like there's a whole new uprising of kind of Love Thy Neighbour. And I actually joined the NHS volunteering service yesterday as a delivery driver, which I thought was quite up my street.
Can you do that? I might actually do that. That'd be quite good for me, actually.
Yeah.
I could do my drops as well.
Double up. So I don't know. sometimes I have like waves of, yeah, it's going to be fine and just keep positive, we're going to be great. And then other times I'm like, so let me ask you, because I've asked other people this and you're in a completely different sector. On a scale of 1 to 10, how big an impact has this coronavirus had on your business?
Well, 1 being good or 10 being bad. I mean, to be honest with you, it's been great for me. Like,
how's that?
Because obviously people have been fucking shitting themselves and panic buying cakes. So for me, it's been good. But to be honest with you, I said to my friend yesterday, I've had the last 2 weeks have been really, really busy. I can't keep up with the demand. But I'd rather be dead quiet and everything be all right. Because it really doesn't really matter how busy I am because I can't enjoy it. So
it's crazy.
Yeah, it's been great for me. It's been.
What does great mean? Being busy, making more cakes, making more money, basically.
Correct. I mean, we've brought out gummies. I brought out gummies about a month ago, 3 weeks ago, and I mean, I've sold over 500. I can't get enough jars. Can't get enough sweets. I created a monster.
Yeah.
I have no gummy. I could do about 60, 70 jars of gummies easily. I mean, to be honest with you, it's only me, so I could expand my business. I could
probably sell thousands of it.
If it was legal, I could probably 50% more easily. I can't deal with every single person. I'd have to buy a van and just literally have boxes and boxes in my van.
Just keep driving around delivering. So is it difficult that it's not fully legal? Obviously, it makes it difficult. You're always hiding in the shadow and watching your back, I would guess.
Well, yeah, obviously, everything that we do in this country is obviously CBD. So everything we do here is legal. But obviously, overseas, in countries where it's legal, like Spain, for example, we do a lot in Tenerife because it's legal in there. So we do it with THC. Obviously, in England, if it's illegal, we wouldn't do anything that's illegal, of course.
Yeah, of course.
So we do all our products here are CBD.
Yeah.
And obviously now we've got more obviously going to the merchandise game as well.
Yeah, I like them.
Lovely Kate Lord. So if you
send me one, I'll wear it on my next podcast.
I have got one here. I will send it to you.
Yes,
you might have to. I'll wear gloves when I put it in the post for you.
So what's what's your plan for the rest of the week? Staying home? Fucked up.
All I can tell you is, thank fuck, I've got a little man shed at the bottom of my garden.
Yeah.
So, thank fuck for that.
Are you in it?
Yeah.
Can we have a look around?
Fish tanks in it. Not really, because it's a shit on. It's got all my fish tanks in it.
Are you going to keep busy working, or are you just going to say, what's the point in working because I'm just busting a ball and not getting anywhere?
Obviously, with the merchandise, we sent it to the post. So I'm having to go to the post office, but obviously, yesterday it was fine, the day before it was fine. But obviously, if I'm just going to start getting stopped by the head, I'm just going to have to turn around to people and say, sorry.
Pause. Like the rest of the world.
Just pause like everyone else. Obviously, if people want to come and get their CBD cakes, they are more than welcome. It's the unknown. That is what, because this has never happened. This has never happened to anyone before. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No one's this got a clue, have they?
Literally, no one's got a clue. I don't know. It freaks me out a little bit. Like, I think what freaks me out the most is, probably the same as you. I think if it was just me and my wife, I think I'd be a little bit more relaxed, because if shit hit, I've watched too many fucking movies and too many like Walking Dead where shit hits the fan. I mean,
yeah, exactly happened. And it does feel a bit like that, doesn't it?
I keep freaking out, like just sitting in one night, just like electricity going off and like going on your phone and like no internet. That's when I'm going to start shitting myself. that's when I'm going to be like, oh shit.
Yeah, someone said the same yesterday, and I guess it's actually got me thinking, like, of all the things that are important, everyone seems to be worried that the internet might get switched off now. I guess it's because it's our one thing left, that we're not, like, at least I can have a chat with you and we can broadcast live and I can go back and watch some videos and Netflix and, you know, like...
You know. I haven't even got Sky. I watch everything via the internet.
If yeah,
I
me
internet,
too.
Well, at least Football Manager, I don't need the internet, so I can start in offline mode. So at least Football Manager, I have no electricity.
So apparently Football Manager now is free for everyone, is that right?
What?
Apparently they've just said Football Manager is free for this season of Football Manager is free.
Motherfuckers. Oh, sorry. Can you hear me?
No, you can't hear you.
Oh, good. Motherfuckers, I spent £40 on it.
Oh, mate. Someone just told me that, by the way. Maybe they'll give you a refund. Might have to sell a few more cakes.
It's just scary times. Like, you just don't know what's going to happen. And you just, the thing is that everyone knows that politicians are liars. Yeah. So that's the most worrying thing, is that you don't know whether you're being told the truth. No one fucking knows. Well, some people know, but you'd think that if this was a...
I know one thing's for sure. I don't know anything. I'm just doing what I'm told right now. When I look at, like, do I believe for a second everything that I'm being told is up to date, fresh and relevant? Not a chance. Not a single chance in hell is that happening right now. What have you broken, Bench? I've had this Ferrari for like 4 years and then one day of working from home with you and the whole thing's gone to shiz.
Welcome to children. You remember being a child, don't you? Exactly.
Yeah, I'd have smashed it into smithereens in about 10 seconds flat.
But also, do you know what weirded me out as well? You obviously saw on the news yesterday, this girl that died, she was 21 years old. No underlying health condition. She got this thing, died there.
Yeah.
So how come Prince Charles gets it? He's fine. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. The whole thing is just...
Yeah, well, that lot have got enough money, so...
Yeah, but money. If this thing is that bad, it's gonna kill people. It's killing people. Doesn't matter how much money you got, does it? It's still gonna.
Yeah, it depends. No,
that's fucking worrying. People just eat more cake, innit?
Yeah, mate. That's it. Eat cake, and they should eat. It should be double the price right now as well.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Treble.
Do you know what?
Have you got enough CBD to keep cooking?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, hopefully.
How many cakes can you make?
Can I make?
Because
you don't really know about this, but there's a few people on Instagram, because Instagram's very bitchy about like that. There's loads of people that have a real issue that don't make the cakes. There's a few people that they can't, it winds them up so much.
Why? It's your business, right? What do you have to
do? I can do what the fuck I want.
Exactly.
You don't fly every plane.
Yeah.
Look, at the end of the day, it is what it is.
When I say, I say you're not going to run out of cake mixture anytime soon if people want cake.
We'll put it this way. The girl that does my baking, she's a prepper. She was telling me months ago, buy toilet roll, buy this, buy that. She bought, I think, 120 kilos of flour. They had to deliver it on a pallet. And luckily, I use dry eggs now, powdered eggs as well now. Because it lasts long.
I might have to try some of these cakes.
Yeah, I have to give you the CBD ones.
Yeah, you know,
we'll put it this way. I gave one to Phil. Works for my dad. I gave one to him. Right? He had one slice and was just like, what the fuck was in that? And that was before we started adding RSO to it. So, yeah, he was...
Is this your full time? Is this you done now? You're gonna like this? Feels like your business for? Because I guess it started as a hobby and now it's a proper business.
Simba, what are you eating?
Honestly, dogs, man, dogs and kids.
Get in it.
Dogs and kids. Never work with them and never work from home with them.
You're all right, Benj, aren't you?
Tell me about it, mate.
Huh? No, you're not all right. It's hard life.
It is a hard life.
Is coronavirus getting you down?
Does he understand about it though?
This one doesn't. He just likes being home with me.
How old is he?
2.
Okay, fine. 2. Yeah, see, my little one's 18 months.
So he's just wondering why the Lego guys won't fit in the boot of this Ferrari. That's all he's bothered by.
Oh, fucking hell, what a life. What about your other son? How old is he?
James is 6, and I think he's starting to.
What's he? He's not even. Because what I'm saying to you, this is going to start freaking out.
I think he's starting to think what's going on here. Like, even he remembers a time where you could leave your house without everyone going, oh, quick, come back. I know you've already done your 20 minutes. You've got to get inside quick before they start shooting you.
I thought, mate, do you know what? I was at where you used to live yesterday. I took the dog for a walk.
Yeah.
And there was these two guys, you know, James Miller was walking. With his son, and his mum walked around the corner and she was like screaming. She's like, oh, I haven't seen you, like talking to each other through the fence. I was just like, this is just fucking insane.
It is insane.
I literally go to the post office, everyone's standing there, literally like
2 meters away.
He was in the line, he's like, oh, yeah, I've been self isolating for a week. This woman walked out, she's like, I can't believe how disgusting that man is. I can't believe he's gone into the post office like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's still a lot of. Still a lot of heartache to come. I don't even mean like deaths necessarily, because in my mind I'm still thinking that hundreds of thousands of people aren't going to die from this, but like businesses walking down the high street, or you going out and going to the post office, is it eerie out there? It looked like, mate, a different world.
Like Chris, I drove through Radlett the other day, mate. I thought, is it Christmas Day?
Yeah,
it's like Christmas out there. I personally feel sorry for all these people. I've got like small business. Like, what the fuck are they gonna do?
Yeah, no. Well, they're not gonna survive.
Also, I guess if you've got a mortgage, like, fact of the matter is, if you can't pay your mortgage, what are they gonna do? They can't evict everyone. And if they do come evict, you just go corona, got coronavirus. You know what I mean? So even when people cough, when I come back from Barcelona, I needed to cough. Every time I needed to cough, I literally was just like,
yeah.
Everyone, my friend kept looking at me like, I was like, fuck.
I heard, oh, Ben Jules.
It's white, like, just paranoid.
You used to cough. You used to cough to cover up a fart. Now you fart to cover up a cough. What have you done, Benj?
No, it's scary.
It's a strange old world out there right now.
Well, put it this way, yeah. If I would have said to you 5 years ago, right, in 2020, right. You'd have a coronavirus where we'd all be locked in the houses and you couldn't go out. Donald Trump would be president and Boris Johnson would be prime minister. You'd probably have me sectioned.
Yeah, you'd no way on earth would that happen.
No way.
No way. Benji, come here and say no way.
No way.
But Tottenham still would have been shit. So.
No way.
Ah,
no
mate.
Way.
No way. I envy him so much, man. He's no so lucky. He doesn't have a
clue. Yeah, he doesn't have a clue. And he's not.
No way.
I mean, I agree with you. I actually envy.
No way.
Benj, you're right there, mate.
Yeah.
Ooh.
No way. No way.
Do you want no to way. Have your say? Come
no.
here.
No.
Come and talk in here.
Hello.
No way, Jose.
I.
What's your name?
Benjamin.
Hold on. What's your name?
Benjamin.
Benjamin what?
Benjamin, that's...
Don't press that. Benjamin what?
Benjamin what?
Benjamin what?
Benjamin what?
Benjamin what?
Any relation to
JJ?
Benjamin.
James, where are you at?
James.
What do you have to add Hello. Today? You've been particularly quiet today.
Very quiet.
Just listening to you two. I am. I think I'm at a different end of the spectrum of what I think.
What do you think
is going on? Like I said to you before, whether it's hang on, I'm hearing myself twice. I'm going to put the other headphones on.
Always something technical with him. Yeah, carry on. Well, other end of the spectrum, you said.
Whatever conspiracy theory, whatever it is, right now. The only move for me is to stay indoors, because you just don't know. You just don't know how it's going to hit you, how it's going to hit anyone. And you're right, the rates are massively varied. And as yet, no one of significant profile has, you know, like you were saying before about a Ronaldo or a Messi, or, you know, no one like that has, thank goodness, or otherwise... died. But this is hitting everyone at every walk of life. You've talked about that number being over 70s. Well, it's rapidly working its way down the numbers, isn't it? The, you know, 2 days later, it was a 41-year-old with no health conditions. Then it was a 38-year-old. Now it's a 27-year-old, down to a 19-year-old. Right? At what point do you turn around and go, uh-oh? Because the truth is, everybody's different. Everybody has different antigens and different abilities to fight things for a whole manner of different reasons. You don't necessarily look like a marathon runner, vegan. You know, that's not necessarily the profile of what is most effective. So you don't know right now. And until we have suitable testing and potentially, although I understand that's a long way off, a vaccine, the only way I can see society returning to normal once people have understood that ultimately, if they go out, they are playing the lottery, then unless you can be tested that you've had it and therefore you are signed off, you can't get it again, go back to work.
Then you can still get it though.
Well, then if that's the case and there is no vaccine, I don't know about you, but I don't want my family going anywhere.
So, no, mate, I'm the same. My old man wanted to go to Costco today and I bought him those three masks. And he's like, oh, I'm not wearing one of those fucking masks. I was like, well, you're not going out? Because you know what you feel like? I went out the other day to the post office with the mask on. But in the same sense, I was like, I'm not taking a chance. Like, all it takes is one person.
Let's see your mask and your gloves. Let's see them.
Oh, it's in the car. I've got nice black gloves. I look like I'm about to do a tattoo or kill someone. But yeah, no, what those would be, white gloves. But it's just like, I look like a wanker, but in the same sense, I don't really care because I'm so packed. Like when I come back from Barcelona for a week, I didn't really go near my daughter because I was so scared that I might have got it. Give it to her. But I have not let my... I've not let my daughter go to... She used to go to the little play groups at Miss Green with my mum. Used to take a little like singing thing. I turned around about 6 weeks ago. I thought she ain't going no more. I stopped her going. Because it just worried me. It's, I don't know. The whole thing just... You're right. Just stay at home and just see how it pans out. But in my mind, if this is a ploy to make this a cashless society, a one world, you'd like to think that if that people started getting wind of that, there's going to be fucking...
Well, hang on. Assuming the virus is indiscriminate, for as long as that remains the case, then I think that can... Well, as long as that is the case, then it is... then it should be confined to conspiracy theories.
All right, give me some predictions. Predictions. How long are we going to be confined to our homes for?
I will say till August.
August.
Yeah. Mate, look at the China. Okay. Yeah. I reckon it's going to be at least 12 to 16 weeks. But I don't know. What the fuck do I know? I fucking sell cakes and get stoned all day. Listen to me. Do not listen to what I'm telling you. I have no idea.
You watch right now. It's going to be bang on the
mic. It's going to be headline news.
First time
at lunchtime. Cake maker says August. James, how long? James, how long? Come on, give me some positivity.
Daddy? Yes, Ben.
He's not going to like this. I reckon it could be anything up to 18 months.
Oh, shut up. Stuck in my fucking house?
Sorry, Ben.
Stuck in my house for 18 months?
I think I'm going to go and get a rental.
I suspect are
you kidding me? Is this a joke?
I suspect we are... if you go out, you're potentially part of the experiment to see whether it's...
Consider me part of the experiment.
All right. Cool.
I've had this funny twitch.
You think it's only about 18 months?
Listen, you're joking, surely. It's just that sounds it's not even possible. 18 months.
I think it will end up in a situation where it becomes on and off. So
can you pad out what you were saying to me before about the events?
What, Benja? Is it broken?
Yeah. Can you pad out what you're saying about events where it's like some people could be? Have we lost him?
Maybe he'll come back.
I've lost him.
Oh, he's gone.
Right, before we do...
he's back.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, he's gone.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just... Someone's trying to call me. I'm just
trying to... Trying to order cake.
I'm back.
Quickly tell us, you were saying about integrating back into society, James. You were saying, oh, it looks like you might have gone. No. We've all gone.
No, I'm here.
Let's see if we can knock him out. Is it just me? Just me?
I think I'm stalled. We're all stalled. I think we've had a good run, boys.
It's only you that's stalled, Duncan. We're all live. Anyway, I'm going to get rid of Duncan then, and I'll wrap this up, shall I? In fact, you can voice it, Duncan.
I'm going to voice from here. You were saying about integrating back in society, where you could have gatherings of 10 and gatherings of 20 and gatherings of 50. Like, is that what you think is going to happen here?
I don't know. I think it is inevitably going to get difficult unless it's a blanket reopening of things. I think that potentially mass gatherings are probably the first thing to get hit. So there will be a cautious jump back into society. And I think that that potentially is a slow and steady process. Maybe. Again, qualified to say absolutely jack shit. Other than I've been in the event industry for 20 years. That's my only knowledge of that.
At least Liverpool aren't going to win the league. At least they're not going to come out of it. Do you imagine that happening?
Duncan, your video is the only one that's frozen.
30 years they've waited.
Dunk.
To win and this has happened has come.
Yeah, he has.
Oh, well.
All right, well, on his behalf, it was really great to see you. Nice to catch up, lovely. Albeit third party.
There you are. Duncan Krieger's left.
Has he gone? Yeah. Gone? Oh, yeah, he's gone.
Gone. He's gone.
Should we give him an opportunity to get back in? He'll probably try and call in.
I says I'm very upset about it.
Where is he? Yeah, we've got no Duncan.
No, it's what, mate. It's worrying. I don't know. You think 18 months? But then, if they're not going to have mass, then there's not going to be any football. There's, I mean, what are they going to do for eight? How are people going to survive 18 months without making any money?
They're not.
They're going to start going fucking mental.
Well, there's a theory that says we're going to get along the lines of universal basic income, and everyone's going to have to get paid a standardised wage and all that sort of stuff.
A standardised wage. So we're going to, but to do it on what? I mean, I tried to buy some clothes today from overseas, and they're like, "Nope, I'm not sending you nothing." It's just like the whole—I don't know—it's just the whole world is just like. Oh, Doug's back.
Oh, he's here.
The whole world is frozen.
I'm back.
Thank goodness for that.
Thank you for having me. How did we get on?
It's fantastic.
I think I'm going to call it a day.
Yeah, I've got to go and take my dog for a walk.
I've enjoyed it. Nice to catch up, mate.
And it was lovely to see you. I will, send me a message now.
Yeah.
Do you want one as well, James?
I definitely want some merch. And if a cake falls in there by mistake, then
what do you want, James? Do you want a cake?
Cakes and everything.
Cakes.
Do you want cakes and cookies? Well,
I want the T-shirt. It's all about the merch, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. That's okay.
It's all about the merch.
I don't want to be presumptuous here. I would imagine Duncan is a large. And James, am I right in saying you are a double XL?
How very dare you?
I think I'm a small, actually, and I'm not even kidding.
I tell really? People I'm a medium, but I'll text you that I'm an XL.
Oh, fine. I've got extra large for you. I've only got extra large and large. I'll send those to you.
Amazing.
Do you want cakes as well?
Sure.
Yeah, what flavour do you want?
I'll look at the website.
There isn't a website. just drop me a message with your addresses and I'll ping something.
I love you guys. Thanks for your time.
God bless. See you later.
See you on the other side. Peace.
Okay.
Recording. Bum 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 bum